thank you, everybody, for being here. And Rob, thank you for Catholic Charities. You know, as I travel the state, actually, or travel the country and talk about affordable housing, you know, you find gaps where it's just not happening, and then you realize that there's a partner there that really is like the glue. And here, you're one of the partners in many parts of the state. You're one of those key partners, so thank you. I think I want to, like, get you to do some things in some other parts where you're not, so that we can help make that happen, because we need more affordable housing. We have a housing crisis in the United States. And you ask yourself, how did we get into this situation? And there's so many studies, it's crazy how many studies there are that says, this is how we got into the situation. But then it's almost like people don't listen to it. And the bottom line of every study is, we have not kept pace with demand. And the issue isn't that, you know, we did have more people falling into a need scenario with the downturn of the economy in 2008-2009. But in response to the downturn, we did not build housing. We didn't build housing. So one witness in front of the Senate Finance Committee has estimated that maybe it's as much as 240,000-250,000 units that should have gotten built under normal circumstances nationwide didn't get built, just because the economy went into a downturn. So all that supply just pushed, you know, the people down through the system. You know, if you were a millionaire and you lost a lot of your wealth, pretty sure you still had a house. I'm pretty sure if you made six figures and somebody in the house lost a job, you still had a house. But at some point in time on that ladder of the downturn, if you were affected, and we've met many people across Washington State who were affected, you no longer had a house. And that point has put so much pressure on us as a state and us as a nation that we need to catch up. We need to wake up and catch up. And one of the things that, you know, we've been fighting for, Lisa mentioned, so several years ago, my colleague and I, Todd Young from Indiana, were able to get a bump in the number of affordable units, 12% a year, so roughly a 20% increase over the four-year period of time. But that bump is falling off this year. So we're actually, if we don't do anything in this lame duck session, we're going to be building less than we have in the last several years. So we need to fix that at a minimum. At a minimum, we need to fix that. But Todd and I, Senator Young and I, are fighting for a 50% increase in the affordable housing tax credit. And we tried in the Build Back Better program, we tried in a couple of these scenarios, because we're finding we are not saving any money by not spending the money on affordable housing. We're not saving money with this population. They have needs, and they are getting met in a different way in the community, and it's more expensive. We've had hospitals come and testify to us that, you know, basically they're seeing people in an emergency room, you know, three times a week because they just don't have a place to live. We had health insurance people come and tell us, we think you should do this because it will make health insurance cheaper. So we know that the answer is the tax credit, but one thing that we still are getting through in people's minds is that 95% of the units that get built with a tax credit. So it doesn't matter what the other partners are locally, you know, over in Seattle, it might be Microsoft, it might be, Habitat for Humanity, whatever, it doesn't matter. If you aren't increasing that tax credit, you are not basically increasing supply. And so we've been trying to ring this bell for, you know, several years now and get people to understand what exactly does this mean. And so I just want you to know that we are fighting to get this bump before the end of the year. I don't know whether we'll be successful or not. That's because I'm not sure what we'll get done. It might be that we just continue the budget till 2023, that we're just status quo and we take up all these issues. Our two colleagues, Pat Leahy, who's retiring, and Richard Shelby, who's